meets me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time to check in with Gordon Goldsborough now and Abandoned Manitoba. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
Remind us what we're talking about this week.
We're visiting a vacant building in rural Manitoba that is quite unique. One could say there are none like it. Because we're discussing a building used by a religious order of women. In this case, the Convent of the Holy Names of Jesus and Mary at Saint-Jean-Baptiste.
And how many convents have there been in Manitoba?
You know, I've not been able to determine the total number of convents that ever existed in Manitoba. So far, my research has turned up 52 of them, but I may have missed a few. In my project to map historic buildings around the province, I've found 10 convent buildings still standing, in addition to the one at St. Jean. There are at Ely, at St. Francis Xavier, St. Joseph, St. Pierre Joly, St. Rose de Lac, West St. Paul, and there are 4 of them here in Winnipeg. A common denominator is that they are found in communities predominated by Francophone Roman Catholics.
And are any of them still convents?
No. To my knowledge, none of the 11 buildings is an active convent, and all of them have been converted to other uses. Things like private homes, seniors' residences, or museums. As for the reason why none of them are active convents, recall that last week we discussed the demise of the Winnipeg Press Club. You know, people are just not joining formal organizations in the numbers they did in the past. Convents are an illustration of this trend. Women are not becoming nuns in the quantities they did a century ago. I'm not sure if I can conclude there are no operational convents in Manitoba, but if there are any, well, just to say they're not thriving.
Now, you said that the Holy Names Convent is unique. So in what way is it unique?
Well, the oldest surviving convent in Manitoba is the former Grey Nuns Convent in St. Boniface. It's now used as a museum. It was built between 1846 and 1851. And in fact, it's believed to be the second oldest wooden building in Manitoba after the depot building at York Factory. The Holy Names Convent at St. Jean is not quite as old as the Grey Nuns, but it does have the distinction of being the oldest convent building outside of Winnipeg.
Tell us about it.
Well, the origins of the Holy Names Convent date to early 1895 when the residents of St. Jean appealed to Archbishop Langevin. They wanted a teacher or teachers to educate their children in the French language. Well, 6 nuns from the Holy Names Order in Quebec answered that call, and for 2 years they occupied a primitive wooden building built for the Grey Nuns who had previously operated in the town. 2 years later, 1897, with the student population growing, more space was needed. So, St. Boniface architect Joseph Senecal was commissioned to design and build the present 4-story brick veneer structure. Brick veneer, by the way, is where the building has a wooden frame with bricks on its exterior for decorative rather than structural purposes.
And what did the building look like inside?
Well, there was a classroom and dining room on the first floor, a kitchen and chapel on the second floor, classrooms, washrooms, and dormitories on the third floor, and more dormitory space on the fourth floor. And you know, there is a reason why the building had so many dormitories beyond what would be needed to accommodate the nuns. Parents who wanted their children to be educated in French, who didn't live near St. Jean, would send their kids to be boarded at the convent. And this need for space continued to grow in the early years. So in 1910, an addition to the original structure provided even more dormitories. By 1953, however, a different trend motivated the construction of another addition to the building. The one-room schools in the countryside around St. Jean began to close, and their students came into town to what became known as the Saint-Jean-Baptiste Center School, and gradually, as the school expanded to the south of the old convent, its necessity as classroom space diminished. So finally, the old building was closed, we think, sometime around 1992.
And what happened to the building then?
Well, it was sold to the village and then resold into private hands in 1994. The new owner had various ideas of what they were going to do with the old building. They might turn it into an antique and gift shop, or maybe a bed and breakfast, or maybe a tea room. Ultimately, they renovated the space into 9 residential apartments, and they were, in fact, the only residential temporary accommodations in the community. And as a result, they did meet an important need. Over the years, the owners did a lot of essential maintenance, including replacing the roof shingles with metal and upgrading the boiler system of heating. But many of the interior design elements remained. Things like door moldings and hardware, transom windows, and patterned flooring. In 1997, the building became a provincially designated historic site because of its distinctive Second Empire architecture and its importance as an early example of a convent used for educational purposes.
So that sounds all very positive, but you said earlier that the building is vacant, so what happened?
The trouble started about 2 years ago when the old convent was sold. The new owner decided to build 9 more apartments inside the former convent. The project entailed a lot of construction, and unfortunately, the owner decided to do the carpentry, the electrical, and plumbing work himself without obtaining any building permits from the municipality. Now, permits are an essential part of any major construction project to ensure the work is done properly and safely under the scrutiny of experts. Some of the tenants complained about questionable work being done, and the municipal building inspectors demanded that certain repairs be made. Well, apparently the repairs were not made, so the municipality issued a stop work order. And finally, in May of this year, the building's 20 residents were given 7 days' notice to move out. Then Manitoba Hydro disconnected power to the building. Nobody's happy about the situation, not the tenants who were displaced from their homes, not the community, which has lost important accommodation space and is seeing a once treasured building turned into a public eyesore, and certainly not the building's owner, who has a long list of problems to address before the building can generate revenue.
What's the present status of the building?
Well, the tenants were evicted 7 months ago, and my sources at St. Jean tell me that the building still stands empty today. I called the office of the rural municipality of Montcalm to ask for an update. They promised to have someone call me back, but I never heard from them. It's sad to think that the building may be unheated this winter, because that's how deterioration starts. You know, and Manitoba's oldest rural convent building, you know, a unique provincially designated historic building at that, may be in real jeopardy.
Well, if they do call back, you'll have to update us on that. Thank you for this, Gordon.
Thanks very much.
What's up for next week?
We're going to visit a few buildings around Manitoba that would have been essential to the vehicle shown on the cover of my new book.
Okay, stay tuned for that. Thanks, Gordon.
Talk next week. Bye-bye.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.